Network.
It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We have made our way to the Thief River Falls area, and we're talking with Kent Rivard with K-Star Ag Services. Kent, we got a beautiful day looking at us. Maybe get a little warmer. We need some of those heat units. Give us an idea of the condition of the crop in this region.
Yeah, the warm weather is welcomed here after the last 4 or 5 days of cooler, cloudy, rainy weather. So crops are looking shockingly well for how late the season was and the heavier rains we had early on. Soybeans especially. Most of our soybeans are about to the R5 stage, so you know we're a ways off from being to maturity, but with the moisture we have and the heat coming, things should move along fairly quick. Small grains harvest is just starting in this area. Yields seem to be, you know, average or maybe a little bit above average, so that's welcomed. And corn crop is starting to dent, so you know, with any luck, by the end of the month we should be looking at a mature corn crop as well.
Talk June start, how did it impact your corn acres?
Yeah, corn acres were down pretty drastically compared to what was planned, you know, maybe somewhere around that 50% area. But the corn that is in, you know, as long as it makes maturity, looks fantastic. So looking forward to seeing what ends up at the end of the year.
These soybeans look beautiful. Like you said, they got a ways to go. But give me an idea. We've been hearing a lot of problems with some soybean aphids. Has that been an issue here in this part of northwest Minnesota?
It has been. It's been a problem that's been dragging on. Some fields have been sprayed several weeks ago. Some just getting sprayed now. Really spotty. Seems like the nicer, lusher beans tend to have a little less aphid pressure than some of the later seeded ones that are a little bit more stressed. But it's been a field-by-field basis on the aphid side of things. Earlier in the summer, we had a lot of issues with IDC showing up. As you can see in the background, some of these varieties didn't respond near as well. Some varieties, like this 04A98E that we're standing in, one of our newer varieties has very good IDC tolerance. As you can see, they've bounced back out of it really well and look very good.
Well, again, anything... final thoughts these guys should have in mind as we prepare for harvest season and start looking into 23?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, pay attention to some of these plots that we have out. Our A-series beans look really strong compared to what we've had the last several years from versus our own lineup and against our competitors. So, take the time to compare products and get ready for next year.
Kent Rivard with us with K-Star Ag Services, Thief River Falls. It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.
It's the first